Police in Brazil say a suspect has confessed to killing two men who went missing in the Amazon rainforest. Authorities also say remains have been found. Indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and British journalist Dom Phillips went missing more than a week ago. Monica Yanakiev has been following the latest developments from Rio de Janeiro.
What happened was one of the two suspects, the one that was that they detained more recently, he confessed. They took him. He said that he had taken the two men. He said that they had submerged their boat, had killed them, and taken them to bury them inside the forest, 3 kilometers inside the forest. That means to carry their bodies, you'd have to go with a small canoe through these rivers. After saying that, after confessing, the police accompanied the man to the site where he said that these two people had been buried, and there they found human remains.
The U.S. Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates by 0.75 percentage point to try to curb inflation. The increase is the largest since 1994. The Biden administration has announced an additional $1 billion in military aid for Ukraine. It includes anti-ship rocket systems, artillery and ammunition. There's also $225 million in humanitarian assistance. The leaders of Germany, France and Italy are on their way to the Ukrainian capital by train. It's the first time Olaf Scholz, Emmanuel Macron and Mario Draghi have travelled to Kyiv since Russia's invasion began. The UN Refugee Agency says the number of people displaced worldwide has risen to a record 100 million. The biggest factor at the moment is Russia's war in Ukraine. And the UK is refusing to rule out abandoning a European human rights pact after a judge blocked the government from deporting some asylum seekers to Rwanda. Last-minute interventions by the European Court of Human Rights and British courts forced the first flight to be cancelled on Tuesday night. The court is unrelated to the European Union, which the UK left in 2020. And COVID-19 vaccines are expected in the arms of children under 5 in the United States as soon as next week. Experts have recommended the Pfizer and Moderna shots be approved.
Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here from the Essential Middle East podcast. You want to check out this week's episode. We're talking about why Turkey's opposed to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. It's a big issue. We'll be talking to Galip Dalai from Oxford University. It's going to be a great discussion. So check it out, like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.